administration, most of what you've heard today has been non-point sources of pollution. Somebody throws litter on the ground, somebody does something, it washes into the river. Well, there's another type of pollution too called point source. The point source essentially is something you can go straight to and point, like a pipe coming out of a sewage treatment plant or some industry. So coming out of a pipe, you actually have a discharge coming into the stream. We know where it's coming from. We don't necessarily know where all the bottles and other things are coming from. Our roads get very slick after it rains. Reason for this? We got oil. Oil's dripping in our parking lots, oil dripping on the roads. And of course, oil and water don't mix. After a rain, the oil's sitting right on top. Easy to slide around. Talked about the algae question. Algae needs fertilizer. Well, people fertilize their lawns, fertilize their plants, which is all fine and good, but if you put too much, some of that may end up in the river and you end up with a lot of algae in the river. Maybe somebody spraying for weeds around their house, end up, they didn't use all of the whole container, said, well, what do I do with it? I'll just go out and just dump it. They go down somewhere, dump what's left out of their can. Well, what's going to happen after the next rain? Well, Becky's going to rain on our watershed. We got a good rain going here. It's raining on the road. The roads are getting slick. There's that blue oil's coming in. Got some green fertilizer, we got some red herbicide. Where is it all ending up? It's ending up in our rivers and creeks. Flows down, potentially can end up in our oceans. There's been some students that have done more work on specific water quality things that I think we're going to go to next. These students will discuss some of the water quality findings that they have been working on.